Om Shanti. Today is 17th October 2018. Today's blessing is, may you be a master bestower and create a spiritual atmosphere with your good wishes of cooperation. Matter makes you feel its impact on the climate. Sometimes it is hot and sometimes cold. Similarly, you soul who conquer matter, Prakriti, Jit are cooperative, Sahayogi and Easy Yogi, Sahaj Yogi. You have to become cooperative in creating a spiritual atmosphere with your good wishes. Do not think this one is like this and this one is doing this. Think, no matter what the atmosphere or person is like, I have to give my cooperation. The children of the bestower constantly give. So whether you are cooperative with your thoughts, your words, relationships or connections, your aim definitely has to be cooperative. So Baba is giving the example of Prakriti, matter. Just as the matter shows its effect, sometimes it is hot and sometimes it is cold. In the similar manner, you are the conqueror of matter. You are Prakriti Jit. And so, you can also create atmosphere. Baba sometimes gives the example of air conditioner. Air conditioning, it can make the atmosphere hot or cold. In the similar manner, you also create spiritual atmosphere. So the aim is to create the spiritual atmosphere, Ruhani Vayumandal. So how to create the spiritual atmosphere? Now we can take different scenarios. The first is the Madhuvan, the second is the center, the third is house, home, fourth office, and the last, any other organization where one is working. So, how to create spiritual atmosphere? Baba is saying in Murli, with your good wishes, that's fine. But what else? What should we do at present? Sometimes, rather than having spiritual atmosphere, this becomes a war zone, where everybody has a sword, brandishing sword in hand and fighting with each other, where there are arguments, where there are debates, where there are conflicts, where there are fights of ideas, of sanskars, where the two sanskars are striking and fire is getting generated, which destroys all the beautiful flowers of emotions, of feelings, of love, of happiness, of harmony, of unity, of peace. So, what should we do to create a spiritual atmosphere? What should be an approach? Whether it is Madhuvan, whether it is center, whether it is house, whether it is workplace or any other place where we go and visit for some time. The goal is to create the spiritual Ruhani atmosphere. So, what should we do? Follow the code of conduct. Okay. Then what else? What should be the approach to create? We are rat race. Rat race of competing with others. Okay. Definitely there is a cutthroat competition around. Everywhere there is a wild goose chase after name, fame and glory. Even in spiritual world. Even in spiritual world. So that is there. So what should we do? Of course, you have explained about the scenario which is there inside. But now our aim is to create spiritual atmosphere. First of all, study what atmosphere is prevailing. Is it worldly atmosphere, temporal atmosphere? What sort of vibes are there in the atmosphere? So that we create spiritual atmosphere. So, what should be the approach? Good wishes, okay. Soul consciousness, okay. What else? What is the impact on myself and others? And? Except what? Exhibit is nature. Okay. So, first of all, study the atmosphere. What sort of atmosphere is prevailing? Just see, as a detached observer, is it really spiritual or not? We might be under the false impression that since this is Madhuban and this is center and this is our home and we are all spiritual people, so everything is of course spiritual. It might not be so. There would be some elements of worldliness, ordinariness, even here. So first of all, see, study, research the atmosphere. Find out whether it is department, whether it is house, home, Madhuban center, organization, office, retreat center, Gita Pathshala, any workplace, any place you visit for some time, anything. Study first of all what sort of atmosphere is prevailing. Now, the prevailing atmosphere, as you said, it could be there is a race going on, there could be worldliness, there could be some physicality in the atmosphere, some familiarity in the atmosphere, some anger, some anguish, some conflict, some fights, some disharmony, sorrow, pain, suffering, suppression, self-victimization, dictatorship or prejudice, anything, favoritism, grouping, jealousy, bias, disagreements, impurity, some traces of impurity. So, first of all, study the atmosphere. Now, for example, we take the example of house. This is my home and everybody is in Gyan, but everybody is at loggerheads with each other. Everybody's nature is so different and they do not agree to anything. One person wants to go to Madhuban now, one says not now, later on. There is a fight on this. One person says we should engage ourselves on this service. The other person says no, this is not the right time. One person says we should go to this conference. They say no, we should go to that other conference. One person says we should give up this center and we should start going to that center. Other person says no. So there is in the spiritual house, home, Brahmin family also, because every soul is different. And we cannot expect that all souls are same. So there is differences in opinion of thoughts. So first of all, identify or know or understand the atmosphere. This is the atmosphere which is going on. There are fights and there are arguments. Every time there are arguments for every petty things or small things. Okay, so identify first of all. Second, then do some planning. Plan to create spiritual atmosphere. In last Sunday's Murli, in question number 2, Baba had asked, how do you create powerful atmosphere? Last Sunday's Murli, question number 2, how do you create powerful atmosphere? 3 ways. First, make yourself powerful. Second, attention. And third, balance of karma and yoga. These are the 3 things Baba told that you have to do to create powerful atmosphere. Because if you want to have peace, advertising, if you want to do peace gathering, if you want to do peace course, if you want to do peace shivir, these are the things you will have to do. You have to make yourself powerful. So second thing is planning for the powerful spiritual ruhani vayumandal spiritual atmosphere. And then certain planning means what all things we will do in the planning. Identify which are the war zones in the house. Dining table, office, war zones, where there are fights, meetings, kitchen, bedroom, anything it could be, traveling, TV, one wants to see one channel, another wants to see another channel, and both are fighting. Or even for the here also there is one comical thing. One wants to hear class by one speaker, another wants to hear class by another speaker. He says he is better, he says she is better. And there is a fight in the family. And the spiritual classes only. He says this is the same boring one. He says this is okay. This is I love. He says I love him. And they are fighting together. So it could be anything. So identify war zones. Meetings. Otherwise we are very friendly. But the moment you come in meeting, I have to take out my sword. And I have to prove that I am right. So meetings are the definitely war zones. So identify war zones. In house, in Madhuban. What are the war zones in Madhuban? Departments. What are the war zones in Madhuban? War. There is a potential. Even while churning, there is so much. It's even the class itself is a war zone. I say something and another person disagree. He says, how come you said this? Huh? Transport. Transport office is also a war zone. So identify potential war zones. So everywhere there are war zones. For example, in a hospital also, we have wards, and there are pharmacy, and there are meetings, and they are all war zones. So many war zones are there. One department, another department. Accommodation is a war zone. Somebody enters and not ready to go away. We are trying to discharge the one, but he doesn't go. Yeah. So identify the war zones and then resolve what I need to do here. What are the planning for creating spiritual atmosphere? First thing, don't bring past into the argument. Because it is our tendency that whenever the argument is there, we try to bring the past and try to show the person, you did this, you are like this, you always do this. Baba is saying, no, you are like this, you are like this. These are the some things we bring. Do not think this one is like this, this one is doing this. No matter what the atmosphere of a person is like, I have to give my cooperation. I have to cooperate in creating powerful atmosphere in Madhuban, and this is the greatest service. The greatest service is this. Another thing is silence. Have silence zone. It's better not to speak. It's better to mum, to keep mum, rather than rattle off or just continuously talking and becoming verbose. It's better to have silence in between to create powerful atmosphere. Another thing is soul conscious vision. Bringing points of drama and see all are playing their parts. Recently there was one slogan, if you want to become angel, be a detached observer and see everybody as a part. They are the ones who are playing the part. Today also in Sarkar Murli Baba said, everybody is an actor. Think of everybody as an actor. They are playing their respective parts. Don't try to interfere into everything. Don't jump. Don't interfere in anybody's karmic account. See everything as a detached observer. A beautiful play is going on. So, detached observership, silence. What else to create spiritual atmosphere? See their virtues. Baba said, where the specks of specialities. Whatever you wear, you will see. So, see everybody. See their virtues. What virtues, what qualities, what positive things they have. So, seeing the virtues, then what else? How do we create positive spiritual atmosphere? Ashish Bhai. Ruhani Vayumandal, how do you create? Discuss knowledge. Increase yoga chart. As much as possible, rather than wasting. Now there are some yes and some no's. In spiritual atmosphere, what are the no's? No gossips. No gossips. Don't sip gossip. No gossips, no debates, no arguments, no fights, no debates, and no What else? No negativity. No waste thoughts at a very higher level, at a very subtle level. Outside, no familiarity, no attachments, no attraction to all the things, no tendency for exhibition, to show off, I did that, I am doing this, I am doing that, to make a show off. These are all the no's. And what are the yes? No need to prove, because truth is self-evident. Truth is self-evident. It doesn't need any proof. The sun of truth, no clouds of doubts or suspicion can hide the sun of self-righteousness. So be righteous. So following Srimad, following Maryadas, following code of conduct, doing traffic control in between, these are all the things that can make the spiritual atmosphere. So what are the positive things? First is unity. Harmony, love, respect. Baba says keep the record of giving regard or respect to others. Regard and record. Keep this record of giving regard. So earlier Baba used to say, give regard to seniors and love to juniors. But juniors are not satisfied just with love. They also need regard. So then Baba has changed his statements, because earlier he has said in one of few murlis, give regard to seniors and love to juniors. But juniors, they don't think they are juniors. They think we are very old. We are highly spiritual people and they command respect. So give respect to both seniors and more respect to juniors. More respect to sevadaris. More respect who have come just now. If you don't give respect to seniors, they have a lot of knowledge. They can understand. They will tolerate. They will absorb anything they can do. They have powers. But juniors don't have powers. They have recently just a sapling. Just now they have come. So they may not understand, tolerate or this thing. So unity, harmony, peace, love. Give happiness, Baba said. By your connections and contacts, by your relationships, give happiness. So, give happiness, give cooperation, give help, timely help. Not after the situation has gone. The person who needs help now, giving help at that moment. So, giving help. So, all these things, some yes, some no's, some do's, some don'ts. These all will create spiritual atmosphere. So Baba said, just as Prakriti creates hot and cold, now you create this atmosphere. It's up to you, with your vritti, with your powerful vibrations, with your good wishes. You send out the vibrations and convert the atmosphere. Create such atmosphere. Om Shanti. Yes, we should agree to disagree in a very, very humble manner. Because it's not that, see, husband and wife, for example, a simple example, they live together. Not necessary that they do agree to everything, but they live peacefully. We have to accept other person. It's not that other person, they are two different flow of thoughts, two different sanskars, two different opinions, two different ideas, but they live together whole life very peacefully. Why? Because there is a love. It is not about the ideas. No two human beings are similar. This is such a unique drama. No two persons are similar. But yet it is possible to live with them. I agree to disagree with you. But in a very peaceful, loving manner. We do agree. We disagree. Every one of us disagree. Even for example, take just one point of knowledge. And there would be 100 opinions regarding that. 100 opinions. Because every person sees in a different manner. For example, in one of the class, Jagdish Bhai had said, if you asked a hungry person, 2 plus 2 is how much? He says 4 chapatis. Now, from where chapati has come? I asked you, what is 2 plus 2? And he said, there are 4 chapatis. Because he has added chapatis, because he is hungry. So, every person sees things as per one of the English author. He has always written poetries about moon. Okay, one he was very hungry from 3 days and he was wandering in some desert. And every time he used to write about moon and how beautiful the moon is. And this time he writes, this moon is looking like a half bread. It's no more that beauty of the moon. Now this time that bread is looking like a piece of bread to him because he is hungry. So whatever you are, you see the things as they are. So everybody will have a different opinion, but that doesn't mean that we are sticks of different forest. So we all still are bound together. One sandalwood tree, Baba said. One sandalwood tree, all the five continents and one sandalwood tree, because there is a one Brahmin culture here. Om Shanti.